Hey, good morning, everybody. Shvi Bo is an aliyah that focuses very heavily on the mitzvah of the Kedushas Bechor, Bechor Adam, Bechor Behema, and ensconced within this singular aliyah, which is comprised of two different parashios, which become two of the four parashios of Tfilin, is a dual presentation of the mitzvah of Tfilin, first with Kadesh Likol Bechor, and then let me just elaborate a very important distinction between the two presentations of Tfilin, and then to try to develop the first one primarily. That chukah hazos is a double entendre. On the one hand, it of course relates to the Chuka Hazos Miyamim Yamima, having to do with the scheduling of the Jewish calendar, Mishana Lashana, Rashi quotes, but it's also a reference to Tfilin. This is a source for the Halacha on the Gemara Masech the Sukkah Daf Mimbeis of Katan Hayodeo Lishmor Tefilah, Shamarta Zachuka Hazos Moada Miyamim Yamima, so Katan Hayodeo Lishmor Tefilah Vitara Viv Lokeach Tfilin, the Mechilta, the Gemara Sukkah, Daf Membez, and of course the statement in Gemara Masech the Menachos that Tefillin really is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama based on this pasuk, which amarz is chukah hazos lemoada miyamim yamima. So a person who's meniach Tefillin achar shkiyas achama, according to Gemara Menachos, is over belav. We all remember the famous Torah of the Rab that we have to put away our Tefillin to wrap up our Tefillin on a day when there's a musaf for taking off our Tefillin, such as Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh in the middle of davening, because the din of Shemira is intrinsic to the mitzvah of Tefillin. So here, again, the presentation of the mitzvah of Tefillin is in the context of Laman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha. More on that in just a moment. So we get to V'hayaki V'yacha. So the presentation of Tefillin is the very last pasuk of the parasha. V'hayal la'os al yadcha. This is the Yad Keya. L'totafos v'inenecha ki bechosek yad. Hotziyanu Hashem b'mitzrayim. So the second presentation of Tefillin has everything to do with the Yad Chazak of Hashem. That's why we put Tefillin on our weaker arm, to demonstrate ki hikshaf harod l'shalchenu v'yirog Hashem kol b'chor b'etzushayim b'chor adam b'chor b'ema al-kein ani zoveach Hashem kol peter recham az-charim v'chol b'chor banai efta. Right, so we wear Tefillin as a very palpable reminder that the Yad Chazak belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chozek Yad Otzian Hashem b'mitzrayim, just two psukim more earlier, v'hayaki yishalcha v'necham achali mor mazos y'marati lav b'chozek Yad. So part of the kiyum of Tefillin is to emphasize the gap between ourselves and the Ribono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yad Chazaka was manifest during Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we highlight the fact that we are Mishu'abad Lo in that sense, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe, and Ki Avadayim, Ki Bechozek Yad Otzianu Hashem Mitzrayim. Yad Cha, of course, is a very clear halacha, very clear indication of Yad Keha on the weaker arm. That's why it's Male. Now, earlier in the Aliyah, we have a similar idea, of course, affiliated with Hashem's Chozek Yad, but with a different application. And then again, so, again, an emphasis on the Yad Chazaka of Hashem, but here, it's meant not just to highlight that, therefore, we are Mishua Badim Lo, but in fact, invites us to a participation in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and really not just a participation, but an immersion in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Lima'an Tiyya Toras Hashem Beficha. There are, we know this is a great significance, the famous Bach in the context of Sukkah, when the Torah gives us a lema'an with the mitzvah, it means that that has to be, if we want to be fulfill the mitzvah ketikuna, leman yedu derasecham ki vasukos ha-shaavti esmenesho leman tizkeru v'asisem eskol mitzvosai. And here, right, leman tia taras Hashem b'ficha, that there are specific mitzvos that are indeed affiliated with a particular kavana. It's no surprise that there are so many halachos that are derived one from the other when it comes to Tefillin and Talmud Torah, perhaps most famously the Ptur Nashim, which we have in Medrashi Halacha going in one direction and the Bavli going in the other direction, in terms of Nashim being Pturos from one to the Pturos from the other, because again, Tefillin is affiliated with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And again, the clearest statement of this idea Now, we wear tefillin as a reminder that we have an immersive calling is something that we can understand in a very simple way, right? When we talk about somebody who's in prison or in bondage, we refer to him as a chavush beveis azurim, right? He's literally tied up. So what we're doing here with the tefillin is we're right, exchanging the bonds of avdei faro la avdei Hashem. And avdus la Hashem is a very different kind of avdus than avdus the paro was. Avdus the paro is a degrading, humiliating, demoralizing experience. Avdus to Hashem is an enthralling, tantalizing, and elevating experience because of one fact. L'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha. Because we become full partners with Hashem, and we have the greatest experience any human being can have, v'ha'er einenu b'sarasecha, so that we are able to not just recognize God's utter mastery of the universe, that's really the second presentation, the chozek yad of Hashem, in our yad kea, the fact that we can never control the world the way that Hashem can. But in this presentation, what we're talking about is changing, literally being tied to Paro, being chained to Paro for being chained to Hashem. That's what tefillin is all about. You're literally tied to Hashem. That is an elevating experience. L'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, the opportunity to be immersed in Torah, is indeed something which exalts the individual, something that's meromem. It's reminiscent of the Pesukim in Parshas Kisavo, V'Hashem ha'mircha hayom, as Hashem emart hayom, V'Hashem ha'mircha hayom, the Ramban says, it's Lashon Havdala v'Hafrasha, right, that we've been elevated, all of the nations, to be able to be full participants in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And indeed, just as Avdus to Paro was an immersive experience, where, again, there was no respite, there was no break, it was something that we simply had to engage in at all times, so Avdus to Hashem is an immersive experience specifically because of the calling of Talmud Torah. L'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha v'agisa bo yomam v'layla. But again, you know, we shouldn't take the comparison too far. Yes, it's an immersive experience, but it's not a degrading experience. It's an elevating experience. It's an energizing experience. It's a lo b'shamayim experience. It highlights the importance of our partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shamarta sachuka zos l'moada, and therefore our shmira is so essential. Miyamim yamima. Of course, this refers to tefillin. This refers to establishing, you know, the Chag HaPesach. But v'shamarta sachuka zos l'moada also relates to our shmira of kol haTorah kula. And that's exactly the way the Ramban interprets it. The Ramban writes in the pasuk v'yalucha lo'os l'yavcha l'zikaron b'ninecha l'matia teras Hashem b'ficha shi'uro v'hayalucha lo'os l'yavcha l'zikaron b'ninecha ki b'yalcha zakoti achad shem b'mitraim l'matia teras Hashem b'ficha perish shetichto v'yavcha lo'os b'ninecha yitias b'mitraim v'tizkoro satame l'man shetia teras Hashem b'ficha l'shmor mitzvosa v'silrosa ki adonecha hapotcha mi'beis avadim. He brought us out of Egypt. Now we are not avdei faro ki avadayim, and we have the persistent obligation to be shomer Torah mitzvos lishmar mitzvosav v'torosav. But again, I can't emphasize this enough. It's not a shibud that merely requires submission and surrender. Certainly it does, but l'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha, it invites us to be full participants, and in fact to take responsibility for all of Torah. It's no surprise that the Rambam affiliates in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah the idea of talis and tefillin being associated with Kiddush Hashem. It has everything to do with our opportunity, our singular ability to be Mekadesh Eshemo, to perform that greatest of all mitzvos in the end of Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam talks about how it's a transformative experience when we wear a tefillin, we're a muchtar v'tefillin, right, we're anovim v'yarei shamayim, but it elevates us in the realm of personal refinement. Tefillin is an absolutely singular opportunity. On the one hand, it reflects the idea of exchanging the bonds and the ties of Paro for the ties of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, it highlights the difference between those experiences. It's not avodas parech, it's not degrading, humiliating, demoralizing. On the contrary, it's elevating, l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha, that we are the bearers of Torah, we are the guardians of Torah. V'shamarta sachuka zos l'moada miyamim yamima. It might be day and night like avdus l'faro, but eno domeh. because indeed it elevates us. Ki Hashem ha'mircha hayom li'oslo la'am sigula, and that has everything to do with our full and total and complete embrace of Torah. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.